time to once again talk about Chooks Becker. Chooks, Jan Gray, is the secretary of the Warrnambool and District Poultry Club and is with us again. Jan, good morning once again.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, everybody.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about breeds and coops this morning, but before we do that, just before the news, Lorraine, who was having a go at our quiz this morning, was just expressing a little bit of worry about foxes and so on when it comes to chooks, which I imagine is a common thing. A lot of people probably have that thought, do they? That, you know, chooks will bring foxes and that can be tragic, I guess.
Look, very much so. Foxes are a big problem with poultry. One of our members recently lost a lot of her poultry because of a fox, and her neighbour did at the same time, which is very upsetting. The main thing with foxes is you've got to make your coop so that a fox can't get in. So that means going down and up. First of all, as I mentioned before, 300 centimetres in something like corrugated iron under the soil.
300 millimetres. 30 centimetres.
Oh, God. Yes.
not 3 metres.
Oh, I've got a thing about that.
And so about a foot. Down.
Yes, about a foot. And they do dig quite a lot. Mm. And you also need that to be at the doorway as well, so they can't dig in under the door.
Ah, right.
And as far as height goes, netting's great, but you really need it over the roof of the yard and the coop. You know, the coop needs to be roofed in something to keep the poultry dry, but the yard needs to have netting over the top because a fox can scramble up netting and get in that way too.
Okay.
But the main reason that poultry get taken is perhaps people do sometimes forget to close gates, and that can happen to anyone, and it's unfortunate. So foxes are a real problem.
Indeed.
Yes.
So how, without wishing to go into too many grisly details of what you may have seen or what might have happened, your average sort of chicken coop, and I'm thinking perhaps of the one that we have at the moment, which is, you know, which is made out of a fairly sort of light kind of timber. I mean, how you know, determined are foxes if they're coming, you know, if they've got that far, I suppose, are they likely to really try and, you know, destroy a coop if it's not that strong to get to what's inside?
Or? I don't think so. I think they're put off by barriers, and they'll look for an easy way, of course. So if you're using wood or if you're using corrugated iron and just ordinary chicken mesh is enough to keep them out, as long as there's no way they can get in through a gap or something like that.
Right, yeah. Okay. So having done all that and fox-proofed your your chicken coop as well as you can, actually, I suppose the other question we should just ask you about that is, that's obviously for night time. That's the greatest risk, I imagine. But in the day, because I have heard reports of people losing chooks in the daytime when they've been out pecking around.
Look, it's possible, and dogs also. You can't dismiss dogs because dogs would possibly take chickens as well, especially young ones. Mm. So you really need a protected area at all times for your chooks because a dog will take it. I don't know about a fox. Normally foxes are nighttime. I don't know if you'd see a fox come in during the day.
Yeah.
But, and then you've got your rodents as well. Let's not forget them. Your rats and mice.
They don't eat chickens, though.
They don't eat chickens, no. But it's not good to have them in the coop. And they do come in because of the food. And they can dig in and around and get through anything. So you may need to put some baits in your pen, not so the chooks can get them. We use pieces of poly pipe so that the little rodents can just sort of burrow into the pipe, eat the poison, the rat sack or whatever, and then go away and die somewhere, hopefully away from the house.
Yes, right.
and the other thing to worry about as far as poultry are concerned is mites in the coop. You should clean your coop out fairly regularly. You don't want it getting smelly and you don't want the chooks to live in amongst their droppings for too long.
No.
So a regular clean out. And at the club, we spray our cages after each auction or show with a mixture of bleach and water.
Okay.
And that helps to keep any mites or anything that's going to infect the bird at bay, yes.
Would you use that in a cage, I can understand, but would you use that in your chicken coop? Would you spray your chicken coop with bleach and water?
Yes. Don't use it too strong, but yes, you can. It won't hurt the birds once, you know, it dries and then put your clean bedding in or whatever and, yeah. Right,
okay.
As rain.
Okay. So when it comes to that cleaning then, I mean, you say reasonably regularly. What would you say is reasonably regularly?
It depends on how many birds you've got in there, of course. I probably say, about every month or so.
Right, yeah.
It's, you know, it's sort of, when it starts to get a bit yucky and smelly, I'd get in there and get it out. If you've got a bedding of hay on your floor of your coop, that helps to collect the droppings too. You can just get your pitchfork or shovel or something and
sort of scoop
and
that
use
out.
It as mulch on your garden perhaps.
Right, yeah.
Or compost it.
Oh, okay. And with the baits then, well, just going back to that then, because that's obviously very important to make sure that the chooks can't get access to whatever poison you might be using. Is there such a thing as a specially designed bait for, or you just have to sort of come up with your own solution like you've done with the pipe?
Look, I'm not sure. There may be. I know you can get rat sacking little packs, but I don't know if that would be chook-proof. And there's a good chance chooks wouldn't even eat a bait.
Right,
but I wouldn't like to take the risk.
No. Because they will eat some pretty unusual things.
Yes, yeah, they will. They will. So I would, just have a look around. But like I said, that little bit of poly pipe and just put an end on one end and put your poison in and just lay it somewhere so the rats and mice can get to it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. And before we, one more thing before we leave the subject of the having the perfect design, I guess, for your chicken coop, is the issue of noise as well, because, of course, roosters are very noisy, but chooks can also be pretty noisy.
Yes, they can. They get out there and like to have a good cluck. So if you're living in town and noise might be a problem, one suggestion is to plant shrubs around your poultry area just to help insulate that noise in so that your neighbours don't get too upset.
Right.
Of course, you can always go and give them some eggs. That should keep them happy.
It's about 19 minutes past 7 on breakfast. We're talking with Jan Gray, Secretary of the Warrnambool District Poultry Club. Jan joins us once every couple of weeks to talk about backyard chooks. And if you do have any questions for Jan, you can, of course, SMS them through 0467 842 722 is our SMS number, 0467 842 722. And we'd also like to see pictures of your chooks as well, because we do put this segment onto the website, and it'd be nice to be able to put some of your chook photos on there to go with it. So if you'd like to send through a picture of one of your chooks, let us know the name of your chook, any other important information about it, you can email through those pictures to southwestvic@your.abc.net.au. That's our southwestvic@your.abc.net.au. We will just touch on breeds a bit this morning as well. I'm sure we'll pick up with this next time we see you in a couple of weeks' time, Jan. But what would you recommend then for someone who's completely starting out and they say, look, I know there are lots of different breeds of chooks. I don't know what to get though. What are your sort of go to breeds for the beginner, I suppose?
Okay, if you want a hen that's a good layer, which of course you probably do, I've got to say that our own Australorp breed, which is an Australian breed, purely Australian breed, the Australorps have got the world record for egg laying.
Right.
Way back in 1922, they took 6 hens and studied their egg laying abilities for a year. Those 6 hens laid 1,857 eggs in the year with an average of 310 eggs each.
Gosh.
And that is the record. Most hens would lay between 260 and 280 eggs a year, the Australorp hens. They're a medium-sized black hen. They can become quite large, but mostly they're medium-sized, very gentle natured and very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a great hen for children to work with. That's one of my favourites, the Australorp. We've also had Plymouth Rock, which is a grey striped-looking bird,
right,
and a light Sussex, which is a white bird, and it's got a fringe around its neck of black feathers and a little bit of black on its tail. It's quite a pretty bird, also a good layer and a fairly gentle bird. It's a very stately bird, the light Sussex bird. So any of those are good start off hens.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if you just get hold of an Isa Brown or any sort of hen to start you off, it really doesn't matter. It's what you can get hold of.
Yeah. Really. The Isa Brown seems to be the, I don't know if I'm wrong in saying this, but it just seems to be the one that most people think of when they think of backyard chooks, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the typical little brown chook.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot of them around. They might not have as long an egg-laying life as, say, an Australorp would, But, yeah, they're a nice little chook, the Isa Browns. Yeah, yeah, very popular.
Yeah. So with some of the other breeds then, so the Australorp, you say, is the world champion for possibly for egg laying. Mm-hmm. With the others, what can you expect? Is it similar or perhaps just a bit less? Or?
Yeah. The Australorp and Light Sussex are both, they're regarded as dual purpose, you know, like meat and egg birds. Mm. But they are both good layers. It's just that the Australorp seems to be a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a good all-rounder, perhaps.
Yes, yes. The Light Sussex is probably one of my favourites because we also use the birds, the young roosters, we use them for meat. And the Light Sussex is a big bird.
Right.
Big, solid bird. And they're very nice birds too, lovely, friendly birds.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Well, look, we will, as I say, put this onto our website, and perhaps if you've got some photos of some of those breeds, I'll add them as well so people can see what we're talking about. And in the meantime, of course, any photos you'd like to contribute, southwestvic@your.abc.net.au is our email address. Jan, thank you. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks, and we might go over those breeds again and some of their more detailed characteristics and some more ideas about where to get them and those sorts of things. So we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, thanks, Jeremy.